Penguin Random House Audio presents That Churchill Woman by Stephanie Barron. Read for you by Saskia Marleveld. Dedicated to the memory of Gwendolyn Ashbaugh Mooney, who did so much with her one wild and precious life. Prologue. July 2nd, 1921. Sunlight streamed like wings through the chapel's clerestory windows. Margot Asquith raised her face to the feathered radiance. For all it belonged to the House of Commons, St. Margaret's was a feminine church. Lifting the black veil of the ceiling, the cream-colored pillars were as girlish as a debutante's arms. It was the perfect place for weddings. Indeed, Winston had chosen to be married here, and his mother had stunned them all that morning years ago, looking as rare and precious as a Russian icon in a frock of antique gold satin. Strange how flat the chapel seemed today without her. Margot waited for a flash of movement somewhere near the rafters, the echo of a throaty laugh. Jenny always hated to miss a party, particularly one in her honor. But not even Mozart's Requiem could summon her today. When the treble choristers' voices died away, Margot stepped out with the rest of the mourners into the heat of the London afternoon. There was no casket to follow, no rose to cast into a grave. That would all be done privately by the family at Blenheim. The light on the street was colorless, the humidity dense. Cabs would be impossible to hail in such a crush. People would linger on the paving stones, flutter gloved fingers at Margot, demand.